Apply. See store for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And we'll be making the argument that we also have been crippled as a state by the provision that says in it that we're going to have to accept a whole lot more enrollees in Medicaid, many more people eligible, 1.9 million additional ones in Florida. Already, Florida pays about 27% of its state budget as its percentage of the Medicaid budget. With this increase, it's going to be more than $1 billion a year additional cost to my state alone, and, of course, to all the states, billions more. We weren't asked. We didn't agree to this. We think this is a violation of the 10th Amendment, and we're arguing that as well.
The centralized place for you to find out what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, on the air every day at this time and on the weekends as well. A review of what's going on, the conversation, the political insight, if you will, the health care mandate. Now we have another state on top of Virginia, Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum, who says that his state will also challenge the individual mandate portion of the health care bill because it will completely financially cripple the state of Florida. The health care overhaul hit its first major legal roadblock. The doubt was put in place by a federal judge's declaration that the heart of the legislation is completely unconstitutional. The decision handed Republican foes a lot of ammunition for their repeal effort, which will start right after the new year when the new Congress gets set up. The law will almost certainly get into judgment by the U.S. Supreme Court. So, let's see. Interesting, the judges that before ruled in favor of the health care bill were Democrats. Wouldn't you think partisan politics would not? How is this the law? Isn't it frustrating? It's angering, isn't it, to get all these interpretations that are not based on words but on politics? 800-510-8255, by the way, for you to speak with all the people listening to the program later on in the hour. Right now, though, let's turn our attention to CNN's Joe Johns, speaking here with health care advisor Nancy Ann DePartle. She is not concerned about the lawsuit because two other courts have sued the federal government and the feds have won. Well, let's figure out if we can read between the lines or listen between the lines here.
Tell me sort of what is the original or sort of initial reaction when you heard this ruling. I mean, is it a blow to the healthcare law at all?
Well, you know, this ruling today is one of about 20 federal district court cases that are out there. And we've already prevailed in two of them, one in Michigan and another one in Virginia. So I don't get too excited about the ones we win, and I don't get too upset about the ones we lose. This is just a process that we have to go through now.
Is politics at play here? Because it's my understanding these other two judges were appointed by Democrats. Now you have one who's appointed by a Republican who rules otherwise. Do you think that politics is playing in this whole thing?
You know, I don't want to go there. I don't have any idea whether anyone's politics is playing in it at all. I just know that there's about 20 of these cases out there right now.
What would be the concern for people? Obviously, this wouldn't kick in what we were talking about until 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some provisions of this law already in place. The coverage for the college students, college-age
right,
students,
right.
Pre-existing conditions as well. Is there any way at all that this ruling will impact those things that are currently in place?
No. And I want to be clear about that because I've already had some friends ask me, gee, I'm now able to have my child on my policy until they're age 26. Is that in jeopardy? And it's not. Those provisions have already been implemented, and we're working every day to implement more benefits of this new law. The one that the judge ruled about today, about the constitutionality, is one that goes into effect in 2014. And it has to do with really whether we can ban pre-existing condition exclusions. Because if we can't get everybody in the system, you can't then ban pre-existing condition exclusions. And that's what's at risk here. But that's not until 2014, so there's plenty of time to resolve that.
Up next, Fox host Martha McCallum speaking with Senator and Surgeon John Barrasso. He points out that former President Bill Clinton said that there ought to be changes to the current health bill when he was in the White House this past week. So what does that tell you about consistency?
Well, there's going to be a hearing in Florida coming up this month. We know, actually this week, we know that five new states will be joining in suits after the new governors are sworn in January. We have a long way to go. This will ultimately get to the Supreme Court, I believe, and I think we'll hear from them probably right in the middle of the presidential election in 2012, Martha.
Yeah, which would be very interesting timing on all of this. You know, you look at the polls, 60% of Americans, according to a recent Rasmussen report, said that they, you know, at least want to see changes. They're not happy with the bill that was voted on.
Well, they know that this is a bill and a law that's bad for patients, it's bad for the providers, the nurses and doctors taking care of those patients, and it's bad for taxpayers and small businesses. You know, it's interesting, the former President Clinton was at the White House just on Friday with the press conference with President Obama, and then President Obama left, and Bill Clinton said, you know, he said he could, off the top of his head, think of four or five things that he would do to change the health care law. This is a bill and now a law that is not the way to go for this country. It is harmful. It's going to lead significantly to huge expenses, and I think it's actually not going to make health care any better and really worse. And when I talked to patients, and I was home in Wyoming this past weekend, people are worried that their own costs are going to go up because of this law, and the quality of their own care is going to go down.
Yeah, since you brought it up, I found that news conference really fascinating with President Clinton. How much impact does he have on this whole discussion, do you think?
Well, it's hard to know. You know, there was an editorial today by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Her thoughts, she's now granted 222 waivers to over 1.5 million people, people that are from groups that supported the health care law but don't want to be work underneath it and live under the laws. So it's hard to see how much impact former President Clinton is going to have. But if he says off the top of his head he can think of four or five improvements, I can give you five right away. And those are let people buy insurance across state lines, let people write off the cost of the care from their insurance. If they buy their insurance individually, give individual incentives, let small businesses join together, and deal with lawsuit abuse, which isn't been dealt with at all in this law, Martha.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
A talk radio review with Savannah Guthrie and Chuck Todd speaking with Texas Attorney General Tom Abbott. He's on board.
Why isn't it within the power of the federal government to regulate in an area that's going to directly cost taxpayers money? Well, they do have the power to regulate in the area that will directly cost taxpayers money. What they don't have the power to do is to force their fellow Americans to go out and purchase a good or product. What Congress could have done was to use their tax and spend powers to achieve the very same goal. They chose not to go down that pathway because they knew that it was politically unpalatable, and so they tried to get around that by imposing this individual mandate. As the judge pointed out yesterday, and as we believe the judge will point out in the case where Texas and Florida and the other 18 states will be arguing later this week, never before has an appellate court in the United States ruled that Congress has the authority under the Commerce Clause to make someone be swept into the stream of commerce who otherwise wants to be inactive. And that, as a result, we believe that the court in our case, as well as the Supreme Court, will strike down Obamacare as going beyond the outer bounds of what is allowed under the Commerce Clause.
But isn't the Commerce Clause, I mean, it says anything that substantially affects interstate commerce is within the federal government's authority to regulate. You know, two other federal district courts came out on the other side of this question.
Right. You know, you got the quote almost exactly correct. It says any activity that substantially affects commerce. It doesn't say any inactivity that substantially affects commerce. If you could sweep in any inactivity, that would mean Congress would have the power to order you and all Americans to eat vegetables every day because your failure to eat vegetables, your failure to join a gym and go work out would mean that you could perhaps be more obese, have a greater likelihood of contracting diabetes, and drive up the cost of health care for all of us. So you and all Americans must eat vegetables and must work out. That's beyond the power of what Congress has. Congress does not have the power to regulate your behavior or to force you to go out and purchase a product.
All right, one of the arguments that's been made in defense of this mandate is that, hey, you know, you're forced to buy auto insurance if you choose to purchase a car. And in many states, it's illegal not to have auto insurance. For instance, in Virginia, you can actually pay the state for the right not to have insurance, but essentially you're paying a penalty. Describe the difference
here. Sure. There are two key differences here. One is that states don't require every citizen in their state to purchase auto insurance. Only those who choose to engage in the activity of driving must purchase auto insurance.
And from the radio talk world, David Serrata thinks removing the individual mandate makes the health bill much stronger.
Barack Obama campaigned, and I want to play another clip because there are so many of them. In 2008, he campaigned against the insurance mandate. Here's another clip. Listen to this.
Senator Clinton has a different approach. She believes that we have to force people who don't have health insurance to buy it. Otherwise, there will be a lot of people who don't get it. I don't see those folks. And I think that it is important for us to recognize that if, in fact, you're going to mandate the purchase of insurance and it's not affordable, then there's going to have to be some enforcement mechanism that the government uses. And they may charge people who already don't have health care fines or have to take it out of their paychecks. And that, I don't think, is helping those without health insurance. That is a genuine difference.
Okay, so that, again, that was another comment of Barack Obama in 2008. The individual mandate, using government power to force you to buy a product from a private corporation, a private insurance company, is not a progressive idea. It's Barack Obama campaigned against this in the Democratic primary, rightly saying that it's not the way to solve health care. All right, so then, so this court ruling, to me, again, the reaction, oh, this is terrible for the progressive cause of health care reform, is crazy. I think the Republicans have inadvertently helped give back, as you say, a bargaining chip for progressives. And this is the headline in Bloomberg News, that the insurance companies are going to raise their premiums now because of this court ruling, that without the individual insurance mandate, it's going to force them to raise their premiums. The idea that the insurance companies, out of the goodness of their heart, are not going to raise premiums because there's an insurance mandate is preposterous. I mean, all you have to do is open up the Denver Post in the last few months, and you see insurance premiums continue to rise. All you have to do is think about the market dynamics of health insurance to know that they're going to jack their premiums anyway.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the latest in the healthcare challenge. The White House insists that the implementation of the president's landmark healthcare law will not be affected by this court ruling. Well, maybe not by this one, but how about the one that Florida is going to bring forth, or... let's see, who else is in Virginia? We got Texas. So there are three already, and it looks like there are three or four more. The president signed it. He thinks that's the end of the discussion. What do you think? 800-510-8255. I'll tell you, here's what Talk Host Pat Campbell thinks as he speaks with Oklahoma Attorney General-elect Scott Pruitt. And maybe we'll get another bell ringing here, because this guy says his first order of business when he gets into office is to join all these other states in their fight against this mandate.
All right, now one of the things that I think made you very attractive as a candidate for attorney general is that, unlike the current attorney general, Drew Edmondson, you were actually willing to join other attorney generals from other states around the country in this lawsuit against the Obama administration, correct?
Absolutely. Pat, when you think about the role of Attorney General, who else but to go out and advocate on behalf of the state of Oklahoma and the Constitution and upholding its provisions than the Attorney General? And so this is a very important issue in our generation. We've got a mentality emanating from Washington, D.C., that it's an expansive mode, and it's testing the outer limits of the Constitution, and the AGs from across the country need to be responsive to protecting our interests as a state and as individuals. So, absolutely, and I look forward to engaging in the month of January as soon as possible to enter the fray with Virginia's Cuccinelli and Pam Bondi, the new Attorney General in Florida, to go advance the Constitution.
Why did Drew Edmondson not want to join ranks with the other Attorney Generals? What was his reasoning at the time? Do you recall?
I don't. I mean, I think that I recall vaguely some press releases and some communications that dealt mainly with cost and that the issue would...
Yeah, he felt it was going to be a waste of our taxpayer money, something like that.
Yeah, I think that was generally the communication. But, you know, that's very circumspect in my estimation, Pat, because Virginia has handled this inside their office and in their attorney general's office.
Right.
They've not contracted this out with outside counsel. General Cuccinelli and I have actually spoken about that. And I asked him, how much have you spent on this litigation? And he said $500, the cost of filing.
Wow.
And so this really goes back fundamentally to, what is the role of the attorney general? What is an attorney general supposed to be doing in this day and time? And I think in this day and time, Pat, it's incumbent upon an attorney general to represent the state, to advance our interests against an ever-expanding mentality coming out of Washington, D.C. And for the foreseeable future, whether it's health care, the Environmental Protection Agency and the state, the actions they're taking, it's going to be very important that we have an attorney general, and I look forward to being that attorney general, that advances our interest against Washington, D.C.
We are talking with Scott Pruitt, attorney general-elect. Now, Scott, you know, for months and months, I heard from people on the left that there was absolutely no merit whatsoever to the argument that requiring or mandating people to buy health insurance was unconstitutional. What did the court say yesterday?
Well, it was a great great victory for the Constitution, I believe, yesterday, and a great victory for liberty. I mean, Judge Hudson in Virginia indicated that, you know, precedent and all the court cases throughout history, and they went back. I know General Cuccinelli went back even at common law before the formation of our country to determine what case law existed with this kind of power. And Judge Hudson agreed with General Cuccinelli in Virginia and said, you know, some form or action, some transaction or deed placed in motion by an individual has always been required for the government to be able to regulate your conduct. And this is the first time in history, and we've said that for many, many months, it's the first time in history there's no precedent whatsoever for the federal government to require that you and I engage in commerce, for them to require you and I, Pat, to pull money out of our pocket to buy something they tell us to buy has never been done before.
I don't want to grow up, want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
What will you build? A wall, a roof, a room, or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And all die-hard battery chargers and portable power are on sale. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
The focus in this hour is the healthcare situation and whether or not it's legit, it needs to be challenged, thrown out, kept in, back and forth. Everything's on party lines as usual, and we can ask one of those often asked questions about whether it's worth the effort. It's just about politics, or is there something good in here, or is it just plain all bad? 800-510-8255. Start taking your calls. In a few minutes after we listen to radio host Tom Becka with again, maybe the common sense approach best outlined. That's why I like him. Why are we to be forced to buy health insurance? If you like what you have, why shouldn't you be able to keep it? The question.
I, by the way, thoroughly agree with U.S. District Judge Henry E. Hudson. I could not, as a matter of fact, agree more. The idea that the government can tell you that you have to buy something is completely unconstitutional. But I'm going to go even one step further. The idea that you've got a constitutional right to health care, I think, is also unconstitutional. Now, should you have health care? Of course you should. Should it be available to everybody? Of course it should. Should you be forced to buy it? Of course not. You see, well, Tom, they force you to buy automobile insurance. Yes, but you're not forcing you to drive an automobile. They are saying that if you do drive an automobile, if you're going to have a car, you better have it insured or you'll be breaking the law. That, I think, is okay, because there's no law that says you've got to have a car, so therefore you've got to buy auto insurance. But for the government to tell you that you must buy health insurance, to me, oversteps the boundaries in the Constitution. I agree with U.S. District Judge Henry Hudson, and the people on the left, I think, are saying, wait a minute, this guy is an activist judge. He's going against the will of the people. He's not going against the will of the people. He's doing the right thing. He is doing the right thing. By the way, if you don't buy health insurance and you get sick, too bad. You don't get the care, or you go in debt up to your ass till you're, you know, the rest of your life. Life's not fair. Life's not fair. This is the part of the health care bill that I looked at, and I said, there's no way they can force you to do this. But if they don't force you to do this, the rest of it sort of falls apart, because if everybody's not buying health insurance, the rest of it all sort of falls apart. So I'm going to say something here that is going to upset a lot of people. The only way you can, I think, I believe, have constitutional laws involving health care is to say, if you don't have it and you can't pay for it, you don't get it. Oh, that's heartless. That's callous. That's awful. It's life.
That's life down on the farm. Maybe we need a chorus of Frank Sinatra here. After that, Tom Becker with agreement on what the judge has said. And I guess if I were encapsulating what I am thinking about it, I'd say the same thing. What do you say? 800-510-825-HIGH. The White House says, don't worry about it. The health care rollout won't be affected. Well, there'll be a lot of people into this mess, and then it'd get tossed out. I've long thought, since the beginning, actually, this thing wouldn't stand a test, even if there was a legitimate Supreme Court. And I say that because the Supreme Court's in there now, as has been the case for too long, is extraordinary political, the politics. This is the Supreme Court that brought you the open, like field day for politics. Everybody can spend, and how much money was spent? $4 billion on getting people elected in this last go-round, and there is a claim to be twice as much as that spent this next year. The 2012, I say next year because we're almost into 2011. 800-510-8255. So how do words describe what it is that you're thinking about this? What words would you choose? Choose them wisely, but choose them well, and choose them now. Because the bottom line is it's time for your calls on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRN, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have the most popular tech gifts at great prices this holiday season. This week, save 50% off an HP OfficeJet all-in-one color printer. That's $75 in savings. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offer valid through 12-18-10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. Conservativevoice.us/Doug.
800-510-8255, the call-in line here. Our focus is the health care situation, the challenge that's been put forth, and looks like it's going to be there. Look at about 20 different states here that are simultaneously going to sue to overturn the law. This is pretty significant. We've been talking about what the next plan is for Florida, but after that there are a number of chances for the law to be sent toward the Supreme Court. And you remember, it doesn't really take full effect till 2014, although little bits and pieces of it get put into effect before that. So, what is your pleasure here? Let's get to your calls at 800-510-8255, starting with Rob, who's in Nebraska, wondering out loud on the countdown.
Here's the deal, okay? Okay, I'm a 50-year-old male. 7 years ago, I had a sinus cancer, and I had to go all the way through a stem cell transplant and radiation to be treated for this disease I had. It caused me to have vascular disease in my lower right leg, which is eating away at my skin and causing no circulation to my leg. Right now, I cannot get health insurance through anyone. If I call through the Nebraska CHIPS program, they can insure me for $900 a month with a $4,000 a year deductible. I make $30,000 a year right now because when I had my corporate job, I lost that because of layoffs, and now I can't get insurance from anywhere, and I'm not working like in a big company anymore that can provide health care insurance. So my question to you is, what percentage of my income should I be paying for health insurance? Would be 20% of somebody's income be a fair amount for health insurance, or let them say, okay, well, you can get health insurance, but it's going to cost you 60% of your income. It's going to cost me my leg in about 2 years because I can't get insurance to have somebody properly treat my leg. It's just going to basically fall off.
Wow. There's a story. And you got to wonder, in the country that you've heard all the politicians tell you is the best in the world, we have the best health care in the world. We have the most expensive health care in the world. We also have the most expensive equipment, but do we have the best? Or maybe the best way of looking at it is, are we the healthiest country in the world? And by far we are. Just look at the death statistics. In fact, for the first time in a long time, 45 years or so, instead of going up a month or two over the course of a year, like being, I think it was 79.4, the average person lived to be 79.4 years of age, it went down 79.3 or 2 or something. Because we aren't taking good care of ourselves. We are not in good health in general. Some of us are extraordinarily healthy and extraordinarily strong, and we do the extra work that's necessary, the consciousness. We keep kosher, if you will. But a lot of people just don't. They think, okay, I'll beat the hell out of my body, and then the government will take care of me when I get older. So what kind of sense? That's the educational. Not only do we have a lousy health care record, we have a lousy education record that sort of lets people think that that's the way it works. Hello. 800-510-8255. Next up, listening in Colorado to one of our network stations there, Bruce, talking about health insurance.
I'd like to talk directly about a pre-existing condition and why this government seems to be so anti-small business. I spend 14 years with one company, and then I decide to go out on my own. And I'm allowed to use COBRA, an extension for 18 months. And the minute my COBRA runs out, here is big healthcare willing to deny me coverage on a pre-existing condition. Now, for those 14 years, I suffered from kidney stones. I currently have 4 employees now. And as of October 1st, I end up in the emergency room. And for those 5 hours on a saline drip, my bill is $9,800. I will never understand how this government sees that small business will ever survive when they continue to pander towards big health care, and I'm speechless anymore.
Yeah. A lot of people say we need to have some riots in the street. This is the time, if we've ever had a time for a revolution before, people getting upset and doing something about it. now is the time. Like things went on in Italy this week. People not happy. Italians are very outspoken. Maybe we need to learn something from them. Riots in the street. I'm not suggesting that we do violent stuff, but people go out and demonstrate. Demonstrate in mass. Almost 100% of the Italians are protesting. We need a little of that in America, don't we? 800-510-8255. Tina, listening to one of our stations in Arizona with a bottom line.
Hi. It's really a shame. It seems like we always put the cart before the horse. The situation with pre-existing conditions is a horrible thing. I agree with that. I totally understand. You want to have people covered when they have issues that are going to be long-term. The biggest problem, though, is you can't have people forced to purchase something that they don't want. There are plenty of people in this country that don't even believe in the medical system. They take care of their health in other means. They think that doctors are full of crap. What do you do with those people? It's really a situation where you can't, you have to uphold the Constitution first. People's rights need to be protected. You can't tell people that they have to buy health insurance when they have plenty of other things that they have to spend their money on.
Yes, very true. You know, I was just wondering, you may be wondering the same thing. Where is this new working with the Republican stuff? The judge's ruling on Monday of this week that the individual mandate and health care reform is unconstitutional, doesn't throw the legislation off course, says the White House. The ruling will not materially impede our work, they say at the White House. There is no alternative to the mandate, says the White House. The loser here is the insurance lobby. Ah, well, there's something that it was written by. This bill was written by a former Republican representative who now is the chief lobbyist for the insurance industry, one of the three key people who wrote this bill. And, gee, it doesn't work? What a shock, huh? Surprising. Surprising, A, that the healthcare lobby wrote the bill. No. Billy Taupin, wasn't that his name? No, Towson. Billy Towson. I think he's from Mississippi. I stand to be corrected, but I'm pretty sure that's who it was. If you know more, you can call us and share your info at 800-510-8255. The thing I was getting around to is, if we have all this new give and take, we have the Congress-to-be, or the Congress within, the Republicans are forging already some strong lines, drawing some lines in the sand, and health care is one of them. So will the president give on this as he has given on taxes? Or even is it a good idea for the president to give on this as he's given on taxes? Those of you who are hardcore Democrats, what do you think about that? What do you say? 800-510-8255. Sharon, let's see. We want to listen to you. Yeah, let's listen to Sharon, who's calling from... No, that's not. I think it's Laura, you're in Ohio. Go ahead, please.
Medicare is absolutely nothing but medical insurance. And if you're 3 years old and you work and you model, somebody's got to hold Medicare premiums out for you. So here's what's going to happen next. Someone's going to go into court, and on the theory that that judge ruled, they're going to strike down Medicare. Because the government forces every living, breathing person who works to go into the Medicare system. So if the theory is you can't force anybody into this health care system, you can't force them into Medicare. And the minute the old people understand they're getting ready to lose their health insurance because Medicare is mandatory and it's nothing but health insurance, they will go cook his goose. But what has happened is the wealthy people have persuaded the poor people to go do their bidding, and it's absolutely fascinating how this marketing campaign has worked. The people who are applauding what the judge did yesterday, so you've got people out here cheering about something that didn't really happen, and they're cheering on something that's going to make them lose their Medicare, because if I file a lawsuit tomorrow and ask the judge to strike down Medicare on the theory that judge ruled in Virginia yesterday, he has no choice.
800-510-8255. You have choices. You can agree or disagree. This is sort of the third rail. It used to be Social Security, but now it's health care. The third rail in the political debate. And so we'll take some more of your calls as time allows here. A few more minutes on this on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan. For a free...
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, the health care mandate and the opposition to it. And maybe you ought to know a few things about the tradition of opposition. This is the issue that brought Ronald Reagan into politics, you know that? He, in the 60s, was so strongly against Medicare that it brought him that he sort of transitioned from acting into... being the political activist that brought him into the governor's chair and then eventually into the presidency. Ronald Reagan gets started on this issue. 800-510-8255. Well, we're not getting started. We're continuing. Greg in Wilmington, North Carolina, you're on the air on the Countdown Now Live. Hi.
Hi, Doug. Morning. How are you doing this morning, Mr. Sessions?
All right. Doing along well. How about you?
Well, thank you, sir.
Good.
Going on to work this morning. Glad I'm working. This health thing is going to look like your automobile insurance policy that you get in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Broken down, it's what it's looking like to me. And I honestly don't feel as though it would be a bad thing if everybody was state mandated to have a health insurance that was, I don't see, it's not socialized medicine. We need to get rid of the corruption and all the stuff that goes along with it, the cronies and everybody like that. But if you think back in the 30s and the 40s when they didn't have insurance and they got collision insurance, or the state mandated that you get collision insurance to drive a vehicle, and not in all states, but most of them, and you pay your insurance, and it's no big deal, unless you live where I live, where people don't know how to drive, and it's outrageous.
Well, here's the answer to that, at least from Tom Becker's point of view that we heard about 20 minutes ago. The difference between having a car and having insurance on it and having health insurance on your life, you have a choice as to whether or not to buy a car. You don't have a choice as to whether or not to be alive. And so there's that fundamental difference, and that's where sort of the rubber hits the road. You've made your point, and you've made it well, and I appreciate your calling, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Now let's find Sharon, who's calling from Florida.
Good morning. I like to say the portrayal of the media, it just seems to be really ridiculous. I think you spend a lot of time. I don't see any decision that the president has made has been a good one, according to the media. We don't want to talk about any of the things that he's done that is for the people. The things the people voted him in for is the things that he's fighting for, but yet the media portrays everything that the people don't want, the people don't want it. Who would not want health care for their children? Who would not want health care and they have pre-existing diseases that have kept them from getting health care? That sounds so ridiculous to me. You know, the media, you all portray the president as if he's just this stupid man, has no intellect about anything.
All right, so it's the media, the news media's fault that this thing is the big mess that it is. That thought prevails with some people. And there's maybe some legitimate, the information that has come has been bogus a lot of the times. So maybe there's a spin of the truth from that. They're kind of one of these new widgets. 800-510-TALK, Billy in Illinois with an important message. That looks like an important call. Let's listen.
Hey, you keep throwing the Constitution into this. Where do the insurance companies stand as far as free market? You know, they are still private companies. If I run a hamburger store and decide to charge $5 for my hamburger and the guy across the street only charges $1, you know, that's my right to charge $5. If you want something that I can't provide or cost me money to provide, how can you mandate me to provide that for you? You know, I feel sorry for those that are sick and uninsured. I have not seen an insurance company that will deny coverage. It just costs more. You know, it's still a free market, for-profit business. If you don't want that, you know, decide on something else. But that's the way it is right now.
Yeah, well, but that isn't the way it'll be in the future. That's the problem. 800-510-8255. One more call. Looks like Dustin in Nebraska. You're up.
Yeah, you just touched on the point about auto insurance. You can buy it across state lines, and you can't do that with health insurance. It's the McCarran-Ferguson Act that keeps you from doing that. And I totally agree. But you don't have to have auto insurance because I haven't had it for about 6 or 7 years. And, you know, I guess I've gotten pretty lucky. I haven't needed it. If Obamacare was enacted, then I would get a penalty every year that I don't have insurance. It doesn't work that way with auto insurance. I have actually been in a accident. Not really, I just got bumped. But it was the other guy's fault, so I got paid. But then, like I was saying, the free market is the best remedy for health insurance, not government control. If they get rid of the McCarran-Ferguson provisions that don't let insurance companies sell across state lines, and they're going to not have it forever. I'm going to get it sometime, but I don't feel like I want it right now, so I'm not going to do it right now, and that's called freedom.
And freedom of choice. The opposition from a lot of people that goes back to competing traditions is part of the American tradition, is it not? So let's keep up your point of view, whatever the point of view, let's keep it up. 59 past the hour.